You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shavuos, Ma'achon Hasel Arvus Bekinis Shavuos Kedei Shiyeh Yemei Asfira Tmimas. That's what it says. Magen Avraham says also Leil Shavuos Makatcha Akoyis Atzek Ram Dixiv Tmimas Tiyan. Shal, why means Dafke the Kiddush? Ma'ariv Napa. Whatever it is, we don't daven Ma'ariv till it's Vaday night, right? Whatever Vaday night means, but we go into the Vaday night. So we went a whole thing last time that we spoke about this. What's the problem exactly? The Prima Gadim in Hilchos Shavuos says like this. What about the second day? L'spalal arvus yochel meba'od yom bePesach veSukkos. Ashenken Shavuos lataz ma'achon arvus gamkein shiut mimis. That's the first night. Beleil beis mishum svika gahai gavna zet tos. The ain meinin, you don't count on the first day. In other words, since the whole thing is because of the counting, so Mela, since you don't count anymore the first day of Shavuos, you don't, even though l'chayv you should, because maybe it's the 49th still. But Kai Gavner Rishonim already said we don't do that. There will be a tremendous zilzal. In other words, Be'etzem, last night we counted 36. Be'etzem, maybe it was not 36 last night. Maybe it was 35, if you really have a Sveik of the Yema. Rishonim it's Masha, that's how they used to count when they had a real Sveik of the Yema. Tonight is 35, tonight's 36. Dvar Avram is very puzzled by that. He says, because you wouldn't count your money that way. That's not called counting. Imagine a guy says, how much you have? I'm not sure. 35 million, 36 million. All right, okay, maybe at millions, you don't care that much. But usually when you count 35, 36, you care, right? You do care. You have to have 35 and have 36. What is it? Even though if you say Krishma, you say Avdallah, you say Kiddush. In Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, Yaitza, but in counting not, because you're not counting. That's not really called. Okay, but Lamaisa.
Suffix, right?
What?
If you counted from Pesach.
No, no, but when there was a suffix, there was a suffix. Right? So Joel is saying that maybe by the time you get to a certain point, you already know. And a chanami. But Lamaisa is, right, if you're looking at as this is the second day, Joel is saying then they didn't have a suffix. But Lamaisa, so let's, once Joel mentioned it, we'll say, that means Joel is really saying there shouldn't be 2 days of Shavuos. That's really what he's asking. That's what he's asking. One second. That's what Joel is really asking. Shavuos is not a calendar date. Shavuos is 50 days from Pesach. Okay. The answer is, like Abhenach says, and Rishonim it says, Leiplug. They didn't want to differentiate. That means you look at it like a suffix. If you're looking like a suffix, that means just like last night was 36, 35, right? So too, when you get to, what's the last day we count? Friday night, right? So that Friday night is going to be 49th, maybe 48th. That means Motzei Shabbos is really 49th or not, or Shavuos. We know it's Shavuos, but it's 49th. So he's saying maybe you should keep, says that's a toast. Don't mind him because we don't count on B'yayim Aleph. That's what he says. That you could, the second day you can daven early. Okay, so last time we and then we had the Kasha of the Netziv. There's a whole big Shita, which is a chiddush halacha, that there's no Tosis Yom Tov b'chlal on Shavuos because of Gzeiras HaKosov. He says, V'loy k'moy shekosov ha-magen Avram ha-tah mishum d'ksiv t'mimis, because it says t'mimis, and the taz. De'im kem b'chol layla shebein Pesach la-tzeres nami. So we know t'mimis is every day. Tosis says you should count the beginning of the day because of t'mimis. Since every day is t'mimis, therefore you shouldn't be able to go ahead and count early anytime. Or let's say Friday. What do we do Friday? Most of us daven early. How do we daven early? You're taking away, let's say Friday was the 34th. So by accepting Shabbos early, we made the 34th cut off. The Teretz is, that's what he's saying. What is it going to do with it? And Echanami, today's the 34th. And like we always say, the din. Right, just adding Kedusha Shabbos, exactly. Right, many times people come to shul, they daven early, and the Gabbai makes an announcement. Everybody remember to count at home, and a few people raise their heads, and the reason they raise their heads is because they forgot Thursday night. They didn't daven with a minion, and they forgot to count. So now everyone knows they were makabel Shabbos. So the poskim say you could count, you could still count because it's still the 34th. So what's up? That's basically asking every Shabbos should have the problem. That's the Netziv's kasha. So we mentioned this Taz, we've mentioned many times. The Taz has a big machlokes with the Marshal. The Marshal says since Shmini Atzeres we is a suffix sukkis, sit in the sukkah, we don't make a bracha, that's the din. Those of us who don't take it personally, but it's a gemara. And okay, but there is being matzik the minig, but the Gemara says you have to sit in the sukkah, you don't make a bracha. So the Marshal said that if you makabel shmini atzeres early, you have a problem, because on one hand, we don't make a bracha, so how could you go ahead and now sit in a sukkah and be mevatel, and be mevatel the bracha? It's really sukkah still, except you makabel the yomtov. So memela, you makabel, and memela, what happened by being makabel? By being makabel it, it's already not sukkahs, and not make a bracha, you're being mevatel a mitzvah, right? So memela, the marshals didn't allow people, as he says, a psak halacha, that you can't eat in a sukkah in that man of Shmini Atzeres of Tosefes Yom Tov. And the Taz is marich to be mamish against him. In other words, in the marshal, it's mashma, he's saying, poshet, it's not in Laila yet, right? It's still sukkahs, so technically you have to make a bracha. On the other hand, since you were makabel Shmini Atzeres, it's a zilzil to Shmini Atzeres to sit in a sukkah and make a bracha, and therefore he didn't allow a person to sit in a sukkah because it could be mevat lebracha. And the Taz argues very stronger than his marich. Elu divrei Rav Marshal, the Rosh Tura. Ba'af she'en mashivin ari la'achamaisa. You don't answer a line after his death. You know, it's very easy to start up with a line once he's dead. Kavachay mashul kamayin, who am I? I'm just a little fox. Mekom mokim achavadaiti she'divrei Rav Moitmun. And he's marich in different svaras. And you look at the last paragraph, shetekev shenichnas together yesuvi yasvina. Once you go into that, bruchilam avachina vehevikim olayla da'peh kodesh yisala baruchu shetziva alav mitzah sukkah b'yemahu hu apeh kodesh shehitiloi acha shekiba alav shmiyatzeres. And saying like this, he's basically saying is, ein achanami, once you're mekabel shmini atzeres, you've made that day a shmini atzeres, and if it's shmini atzeres, you do not have to, not only, you don't have to make a bracha and chutzarts, the pashtus of the Taz is that in Eretz Yisrael, if you do this, you do not have to sit in a sukkah. In Eretz Yisrael, Yadua, we don't sit in a sukkah, it's the, meaning Eretz Yisrael dikas, or whatever people know it like Eretz Yisrael dikas. He says you can be makabel and sit outside of a sukkah, even though he doesn't say that, but it's behedja in Reb Shlomo Kluge says it's poshet. That's what he means. It's not just a kula in the darabanan, right? You could sit in the sukkah without a bracha. You could sit outside of a sukkah in Eretz Yisrael. It's not, right. You made it to Shmini Atzeres. So the Velt asks a question on this. It's a shaila, not even a kasha, because maybe the din is not that way. But before we say it, we'll add our question. That means like this. Let's say Erev Yom Tov is a Shabbos, and Sunday is a Yom Tov. What if a person's makabel Yom Tov early? Does that mean he can cook on Shabbos? What do you mean Tosefes Yom Tov? What do you mean Maisef to Yom Tov? What do you mean Maisef? What does Tosefes Yom Tov mean? You're adding Kedusha to what? To the Erev Yom Tov. Over here it's Shabbos. What are you adding to Shabbos? What?
So just adding Yom Tov. It doesn't take away Manea.
No, but what are you doing? What? What?
No,
but what are you doing that adding, you're being moist of Kedusha?
You're adding
what Kedusha?
Yom Tov Kedusha.
No, Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Tov.
Right, but it's not a
what do you mean? Sure, it's a steer. One says you can't do malacha, one says you could do malacha.
No, but the answer is not a
steer. Over there, it's also a steer. One says you have to sit in the sukkah, one says you don't have to eat in the sukkah. And yet you go according to Tosefes. So you say, okay, you're adding Kedusha to Chol HaMoed, right? You're making it, you take away the Chol HaMoed, you bring a bigger Kedusha, Shmini Atzeres. And if Shmini Atzeres is the Kedusha, Memela, you can be Mekel, right? That's what it said. Think what's going on. You're being Maisiv Kedusha, because Kedusha is a Yom of Yom Tov, and Memela, part of Kedusha's Yom Tov is you don't have to sit in the Sukkah. So one could say Shabbos is different. Shabbos is different because by being Mekabel Shabbos, Mekabel Yom Tov, it's not because you're detracting. What are you adding? What kind of Kedusha are you adding as far as Kedusha Sayyim? Kedusha Sayyim is don't do 39 malachas without any heter of mitoyach, without oichel nefesh. All of a sudden, what are you doing? What are you adding? There's no Kedusha. So one could say there's no such thing as Tosefes Yom Tov on Erev Yom Tov, which is Shabbos. One could say that. But then the bigger question is that this year, we've mentioned this year, Pesach fell out on Shabbos. When was the last day of Pesach? in Eretz Yisrael?
Friday.
And the next day is not Pesach anymore. So if the Makabel Shabbos, and the last day is Yom Tov, right? You should add on Yom Tov and now say that you can eat chametz. What? The Shabbos?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
What does that mean? I don't know if that's what he said. But all right, so we've said this over the years, right? That the pshat is that the two can't coexist. That's what it means. Shabbos and Pesach, over here, you know, Shabbos and Pesach is the pshat that when you're making Shabbos early, what are you doing? You're not making it into Saturday. You're not making it to Shabbos. You're adding Kedusha Shabbos on Friday. To say a little more even is that what's Mater Chometz? What's the Mater of Chometz? Not Shabbos. Shabbos is not Mater Chometz. The Yom Chof Beis. Chof Beis is Mater. Right? And it's not Chof Beis now. It's Chof Aleph. There's nothing to be Mater it. Haraya, you can have Shabbos during Pesach. The first day was Shabbos. Chometz is also on Shabbos. Shabbos is not a Mater. Right? So Memela, you could have that it's Shabbos and it's still Pesach. You either could do Shabbos Pesach. But you can't have Chol HaMoed and Pesach together. Chol HaMoed and Sukkot together, and Shmini Atzeres together. That's a stira minei obey. In other words, the Pasuk's telling us, what is it telling us? It's telling us that there's a Sukkot. The Seder HaMoedim is Sukkot and then Shmini Atzeres. You can't say, okay, I'm making the day before a Sukkot Dika Shmini, or Shmini Atzeres, Sukkot Shmini Atzeres. That doesn't exist. If it's Shmini Atzeres, it's not Sukkot. Sukkot is not Shmini Atzeres. That's what Maharsha said. So if the Torah gave you the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Tov, it's Megare, it takes away from the day before. In a Harami, that's Mater. But over here, being Mekabel Shabbos early has not a stira to Pesach. It's still Pesach with a Kedusha Shabbos. That's where we came out then, and we mentioned the one about blowing Shofar, that whole Shalom, but that's what we said. So we said, therefore, we can understand these Poskim, that the Poskim are saying, it's not the Pshat Tmimis, like Reb Chaim Berlin, like Netziv is understanding, every day is Tmimis, therefore, how could you count, how could you be Mekabel Shabbos, how could you daven early, you're taking away from the, let's take the Netziv's question, we'll get to it in a minute. The Netziv's question is, let's say Friday night. So Friday night, how do you Mekabel Shabbos early? What's wrong with being Mekabel Shabbos early? What are you doing? Shabbos was the 34th. The 34th has Kedusha Shabbos. You take away Tumimis? What do you take away Tumimis? It's like we said, you can still count 34. You Mekabel Shabbos, what time is now early Shabbos? 6:30, 7, right? 7 o'clock, the sun is out. A person was Mekabel Shabbos. He says, I didn't count last night, 34, right? Shabbos was the 35th. So you can count 34, it's still the 34. It's not a stira, it's still the 34th day. Just because you're Mekabel Shabbos takes away the Tmimis. But over here, the pshat is, there's a Seder called Sheva Shabbos Tmimis Tiyena. They have to be seven full weeks. They have to be, if you're making Shavuos, Shavuos and Sheva Shabbos can't coexist. It's a stira minei obey. Therefore, since it's a stira minei obey, it can't exist, the two can't exist. Therefore, one could say that the pshat is, since it says Tmimis, you want those 7 weeks to be Tmimis and don't be Mekabel Tosefes Yom Tov. You shouldn't be Mekabel, or there is no Tosefes Yom Tov, whatever you want to say. And we said, who comes in after Kamin also, women who don't count, right? I mean, nowadays they do, right? But women who don't count, right? A lady that doesn't count, some stam that counting. So he's allowed to be Mekabel Yom Tov. You have a whole minion, right? The whole place. Ten bar mitzvah boys that became bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfira, right? They're not counting anymore. Let's say they go with the minchas minich. If you come bar mitzvah in the middle, you don't have to count anymore, right? It's a suffix. Okay, so they're not. They can make early. Of course not. It means it has nothing to do with your counting. It has to do with the days. The Torah said these days are tmimis. That's why in the Prima Gadam also with the second day, one could hear. It has nothing to do with if I counted. I didn't count. The pshat is, if today, you look today, as part of the Sheva Shabbos Tmimis, you have to wait till the night time. So we said, according to this, a big chiddush, of course, not la halacha, la maisa, but b'charet, yesh makom la'ar. When do your wives light candle? Don't be embarrassed to say, whatever you do is right. When do they light candles?
It's a matter of a kiddush.
But, what? By Kiddush or by
what? By Yontif, you mean.
By Yontif, yeah. By Yontif.
Before you come home.
Which means
any time that they want, really.
Right. That you're saying is when the white husband comes home, they light. Right. That was the Minigan Klai Shalom. That's what my mother, Leah Shalom, did. So the first year I got married, I was looking through Pri Yitzchak Rabitzel, and he brings the Prisha's wife afterwards. The Prisha's wife was a very big Mulumedis. Their sons write about her in the beginning of the Akdamah, I think to Yardei it is, and they write how she knew Hilchus, she supported his yeshiva, which in those days meant probably 10, 20 bachurim around his table, and they gave him food to eat. She's buried in Har Zeisim, I saw her kaver. But which is a pelin, 1500s. How did she get there? I don't know. But a kaponim, it says, and halachas have to do with women. She knew better than men. She mamish knew. He says, and he brings two chedushim of hers, right? One is niskabel, which is women. She says that woman Ashkenazim make a bracha after they light on Shabbos, because the Bahak sheet is once you light your makabel Shabbos, so you can't do malacha. So who did the bracha? So they're light, they're not makabel, and then they make the bracha. She says that's by Shabbos, not by Yom Tov. Yom Tov they should make the bracha beforehand, because you have no problem. You can make a, right? That's, and the Magen Avraham argues on her, and both of Kivega and Dagon Rav say his kasha answers kasha, and the minig is like her. The minig is woman before. But another thing they bring, which the Poiskim, meaning Magen Avraham, don't bring, is that she was Machadisha Briskavart. The Briska Rav himself said a similar vart in understanding of Shabbos. He says that you have to light before Shabbos. Why do you light before Shabbos? Because you can't light on Shabbos. So Briska Rav, I'm just first up saying, he says, no, it's covered Shabbos. The Rambam goes out of his way to say light before Shabbos because it's covered. You have a guest coming home, you don't bring, or a chashuv a guest at least, you don't bring it to your house, which is, you know, dark, and all of a sudden you put on the lights, says, oh, welcome. You put it on the lights before the guest comes to the house, right? That's right. So in other words, that's called, so she was mechadish that woman light when the husbands come home is because the second night they couldn't light till after the first day Yom Tov, right. And in those days they didn't have clocks, so they used to wait. I mean, she doesn't say that she didn't have clock either, and they used to wait till the husband came home. When the husband came home, they knew already it's Motzei first day, so they used to light late. That's what came out. He says, but the first night, she should light before Yom Tov. She should light before Yom Tov. Why? Because by lighting at night, she's taking away from the covet of Yom Tov. So she says, Yimcha. So this is so when I saw it the first year I got married, I said, my mother never did it. I called her Bik. Oliver Shom doesn't remember her Bik. I went to Bik. And I said, when should I light? When should my wife light for Yom Tov? She says, what does your mother do? I said, she lights when you come home. So do that. He says, yeah, but what about Rabitzel? So those of us who remember Bick was very sharp. Yeah. So he says, was Freck's the mayor? What are you asking? Go ask, gave Freck Rabitzel. Go ask Rabitzel. And he hung up like you do it. That was his style, to hang up the phone on a person. Right? I don't know. David, you don't. He was a big man, don't worry. He was a sharp person. And he learned in Yeshiva University when he was young. I don't know if you know that. When he came to America, so the only yeshiva was then, he learned in Bar Moshe Salvation. And you know that? He learned over there. He was from the Bronx. Oh, yeah, he's related to Shtickle to you, right? The Balds, right. Yeah. Right. He was Shoal's uncle, right.
Shoal's in Featherbed Lane in the Bronx.
What?
Shoal's in Featherbed Lane in the Bronx.
In the Bronx, I don't know. Yeah. He was a very sharp Jew. I mean, somebody told me once, a bocha called him once for yeshiva and said that, you know, they have bunk beds and his room is partner underneath is sick, and the Gemara says the Shechin is on top of a choyle, so can he sleep on the top bunk? So he's probably just starting over. So Vic says, who's sick? who's sick? He was a very sharp person, but a very good person. I remember what my sister Leah Shom's by my wedding, it was 67, so I was learning Kiddush, and I was a high school kid, so I said over something, you know, like a ran of a ballet, you know, and he looking. You know, he knew that in the middle of his sleep. It was like nothing. But he made me feel very good. But anyway, Koponim, so let's say those women who light early, right? So that means when they light early, especially, does your wife make a Shechiyanu when she lights?
Oh, so she always asks me that question.
Yeah, and what do you answer always? So wait till Shia.
Rabbi Schoenberg once said Shia, he said that she should not make Shaviyah.
Right, so if Kivega brings that the Minhag HaOlam is yes, but the women, it's a mistake. He says women should really wait till Shachianu later on. He says it came about, could be because maybe, he doesn't say why it came about, but women make Shachianu, it's not. But women, the Minhag HaOlam is most women make a Shachianu. If you make a Shachianu, that means you're makabel Yom Tov. According to this, a woman should not make a Shachianu. It could be even a woman shouldn't light early. That's where he came last year. Of course, not La Halacha. Right, b'stamah you could keep the minig, but the kopanim, according to this lamdas at least, a woman should light. So then I thought like this: okay, we had an answer why that Pesach there's no din that the chametz becomes muta because it's stira. It's the same thing on Shabbos. When you makabel Yom Tov early, right, to Shabbos, Yom Tov to Shabbos, right. So what does it mean? You're making Shabbos. You could make the Yom Tov there. How do you answer? The teretz is, because you say by Yom Tov, the guy before Shabbos, right? The pshat is that it's not a stira. You can answer. You could, first of all, you say it's not a stira. Right? It's not a stira. In other words, Shabbos and Yom Tov are not a stira. You can have a Yom Tov dik Shabbos. Words, what happens if Yom Tov falls out stam on Shabbos? Right? You can't cook. It's Shabbos. So just because, let's say this, like Chaim said this year, when you makabel Yom Tov early, what are you going to do? All of a sudden cook? You can't cook, right? Right? You can't cook. Why? Because in Chanam you makabel Yom Tov early. But Yom Tov is not a stira to Shabbos. Therefore, you can have a Shabbos with a Yom Tov, so you can't cook. But the first teretz we said is not wrong, L'chaira. You could hear that the pshat is there's no such thing as Tosefes Yom Tov. In Chanam you can have a Shabbos and Yom Tov falling out together. If Shabbos, like Pesach fell out this year on a Shabbos, it was Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? If a guy does Malacha, Pashtus, he gets Misa, and he gets Malkus for doing Malacha and Yom Tov, right? If they didn't give him Asra for Misa, he'll get Malkus and Achanami, right? Pashtus. But if a guy's Mekabel Sunday on Shabbos, could be, what kind of Tosef is Yom Tov? What are you adding on to Shabbos? You're not adding anything. So now, let's think of the Netziv's Kasha. What was in the Tziv's Kasha? Tziv's Kasha was, how could you daven early because of Tmimis? Right? Okay, so the answer is, you don't have to worry about Tmimis every week. You have to worry about the end. You can't have Tmimis and then and take away, and Shavuos will take away from that, right? But his other Kasha was, during the week, how could you daven early? What's the big deal to daven early? When you daven early, you're zicha not making it to Monday if you daven early tonight. You're not making it to Monday. There's no such thing. What's the reason you could daven early? Because we paskin that you could be Simach and Rav Yehuda to daven plag mincha. And what do you daven then? What do you daven?
Ma'ariv.
What do you say in Ma'ariv? No, I'm not talking about Yom Tov. Stop. What do you say in Ma'ariv? What do you mean? You say Shalom Rav. I don't know what else. What if it's Rosh Chodesh? What do you do?
That's a big thing. It's a big thing. I think Misha brings it.
Mishabura says you say Yalav Yalva. Of course it's...
In that Ma'ariv.
What?
In that Ma'ariv.
In that Ma'ariv. Even though you're davening early. Why? It's not Rosh Chodesh. If you'll eat at that moment, you're not going to say Yalav Yalva in benching. What's a pshat? Pshat is you daven the tefillah that belongs to that night. That's the klal. If you daven early Saturday night, you say Atochan Antanu, right? And so forth, right? That you do. So now, this year, can you daven, if you daven early, what will you be davening? You'll be davening Yom Tov, right? If you hold that you can't detract from Shabbos, there's no Tosefes Yom Tov, then you don't have the problem of these poskim. The whole problem with making Yom Tov early is why? Because you're detracting from the Tmimis, right? Over here, you're not detracting. Why? Because there's no Tosefes. There's no if we agree that there's no Tosefes of Yom Tov to Shabbos.
It's not Yom Tov, really. You just daven Ma'ariv.
Right, exactly. It's not Yom Tov. You're just davening Ma'ariv. And which Ma'ariv do you daven?
Yom Tov to Yom Tov.
So why can't you do it this year? Why can't we daven early? Huh? This year, why can't we daven early? The whole problem with davening early is because you're being makabel Yom Tov and you're taking away from the Shabbos, Shabbos, and Tmimis.
People will go home and the stockings will light.
What?
People go home.
Okay, so make sure you come home not that. What do you have to wait, like by yeshiva, 72 minutes? By the time I come home, it's an hour and something already. And just daven, you know, regular. Make sure you come home whenever your wife likes.
Well, ishtak it for next year.
So you're telling me gzeiros, they'll say, you're making gzeiros. Okay, you're making gzeiros. You have to ask, ask me if you want to make. I say, don't make gzeiros. Make a taste, how do you know? So believe it or not, I found Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach doesn't ask this question, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, this year, if you daven, it's not right to daven. How could you say v'tedienu on Shabbos of Yom Tov? Right? What are you going to say? Tedienu, if it's really not Yom Tov. Tedienu means Yom Tov. Atachoinen is a pshat, is atachoinen l'adam das. But tedienu, I don't understand what the svar is exact, but he's bothered. He seems to say you could daven marv early. The only problem is the nusach to daven early of a Yom Tov dika davening on Shabbos. Avacha dika davening, it's like this. Really, you're supposed to daven Shmanesra during the whole, during Shabbos too. Chazal will not matriach you. So mamele, you daven a short. So you want to daven Shmanesra, the din is your yaitz, as long as you mention Shabbos. But over here, you don't have to mention Shabbos as much. But over here, it's Yom Tov. How do you, it's right? How do you daven on Shabbos and Yom Tov dika davening if it's not really Yom Tov? That's what seems to be bothering him.
So how do you daven
on
Shabbos?
The what?
Earlier.
Yeah, but what are you taking away? You have 18 brachas like any other time, and that's the tefillah. But over here, when you're saying it, you're going ahead and making it. You're saying a yom tov dika davening, not a vacha dika davening. You're right. I don't hear it that clear, but it's aura. I don't know. That's the davish chiddush that he wanted to say. Okay, but anyway, the lacha mistama all places daven late.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. .com